Now for the news. Brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ local area weather forecast is calling for sunny skies with a high near 67. I'm Jeremy Smith reporting the news. As part of Make a Difference Day, retail merchants and participating stores will have specials, raffles, and more during their Moonlight Madness sales tonight from 5 until 8 p.m., with merchants donating a portion of sales to Make a Difference Day. Hayden Brown will be performing downtown from 5 until 6:30 p.m. From 6:30 until 8, it's Nathaniel James. Big Boy Catering will be serving up pork burgers and drinks with a portion of all sales going towards Make a Difference Day. Donation boxes will be available downtown. Entry is free by donation. All proceeds will go to the FCHS for Make a Difference Day. Music and food will be available on 2nd Street. Additionally, the Lady Mules Volleyball Senior Night is tonight, and the Lady Mules want everybody to come out and support Make a Difference Day at the Beach Night. There will be a free photo booth, and the freshman game begins at 5:15 p.m. with 100% of the gate going towards the Make a Difference Day Splash Pad project. And the City of Fairfield and the Wayne County Chamber will host Touch a Truck tonight from 5 until 8 p.m. as well in the City Hall parking lot. More news right after this break.
Losing a loved one is something no one should ever have to face alone. Unfortunately, during such an emotional and grief-filled time, there are many decisions to be made. The caring staff at Cook Funeral Chapel will help you with those decisions. They will work with you and make sure you have the type of service that will honor the life and memory of your loved one. Cook Funeral Chapel, with locations in Carmi, Grayville, and Crossville.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-452-5050. That's 1-800-452-5050. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-452-5050. That's 1-800-452-5050.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
And now the rest of the news. The Wayne County Chamber of Commerce will be holding a ribbon-cutting ceremony today for the new McDonald's located at 1212 West Main Street in Fairfield at 10 a.m. The event is open to the public. The Fairfield Community High School District 255 Board of Education will hold their regular meeting tonight at 6 p.m. in the FCHS Study Hall. In new business, the agenda includes approval of a new roof on the west end of the Ag Shop building, the FY22 audit, and approval of the Dart & Company LLC FY23 audit. The board is also set to accept the resignation of Rachel McKibben effective October the 12th, and moving of the November meeting to Monday, November the 21st. The board is also expected to enter executive session for the purposes of personnel issues. The public is asked to park in the front of the school and enter through door number 2. The Edwards County Unit School District Number 1 Board of Education will hold their regular meeting tonight at 7 p.m. in the Albion Grade School. The board is set to approve the second reading and adoption of 15 policies, ranging from transportation to education of children with disabilities. The board will also hear a motion to set a truth in taxation hearing, a motion to review and approve policies regarding harassment of students and prevention of and response to bullying, intimidation, and harassment, as well as the first reading of the student illness policy in the student handbook. The board will also entertain a motion to donate 50% of the gate receipts of the Pink Out game to Wabash General Hospital's Foundation for Cancer Patients. The board will enter a closed session to consider the appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of specific employees of the public body, including hearing testimony on a complaint lodged against an employee to determine validity. Edwards County High School will be holding a college and career fair tonight from 2 until 4 p.m. in the Linda Oxbye Gymnasium. The event is open to the public. Those attending are asked to enter through the high school entrance number 3 in the front of the school. There will be multiple colleges and universities present, as well as U.S. Army, U.S. Marines, and Illinois Air National Guard recruiters, and Champion Labs will be in attendance as well. ECHS is also holding their FAFSA completion night for seniors and parents tonight from 4 until 7 p.m. in room 175. Questions about either event should be directed to the counselor of the high school, Kelly Biggs. At their regular meeting held Tuesday, October the 18th, on the campus of Olney Central College, trustees accepted the Drug-Free Schools and Communities Act biennial review report and authorized its submission to the Department of Education. The district is required to report every 2 years on compliance to specific requirements set by the U.S. Department of Education. The report certifies that requirements have been met for the creation of programs that IECC has adopted and implemented to prevent the unlawful possession, use, or distribution of illicit drugs and alcohol by students and employees. The board reviewed and accepted the institutional record of student complaints. This record is reviewed annually for Frontier Community College, Lincoln Trail College, Olney Central College, and Wabash Valley College. Affiliation agreements were approved with Flora Rehabilitation and Health Care Center and PT Solutions Holdings, LLC. The board authorized the district to seek bids and quotes to procure used vehicles that meet required specifications while adhering to all other procurement procedures and policies. These vehicles will be used for transporting students. The board approved a 12-month contract with Decott Energy Services LTD for electric power service. Employee health and dental insurance rates were approved for the 23 calendar year. Trustees approved a health savings account contribution of $1,000 for each eligible employee who is enrolled in the district's qualified high deductible health plan for the calendar year. The Board of Trustees affirmed IECC's mission, vision, and values as presented. IECC recently introduced the forward-facing portion of a new strategic plan, Forward Together. Trustees approved a bid from Laridell Medical Corporation in the amount of $77,268.38 for a Sim Mom mannequin for Olney Central College's nursing program. The mannequin will first be used at Frontier Community College, but is expected to travel across the district for training purposes. The board approved the employment of Jamie Carman, Director of Academic Records at the district office, effective November the 7th, Suco Davis as custodian at LTC, Avery Miller, custodian at OCC, and Letitia Avia, custodian at WVC, all effective October the 24th. A change in status was approved for Maverick Fisher, welding specialist Title III at OCC, to welding instructor at OCC effective January 9th. Resignations were accepted from Stephen Murray, workforce education instructor effective September the 30th, James Brenneman, head baseball coach at FCC effective September 30th, Michael Carpenter, head men's basketball coach at WVC effective September the 23rd, John Asa Defendall, bookstore manager at WVC effective October the 7th, and Michelle Anderson, coordinator of employment and benefits at the district office effective October the 14th. Other resignations accepted were Lori Perry, HR coordinator at the district office effective November the 18th, Adam Roche, O&M team leader at WVC effective October 18th, and the board granted permission to hire an assistant director of human resources prior to the November Board of Trustees meeting. The next regular meeting of the Board of Trustees will be held on Tuesday, November the 15th at 6:15 at Wabash Valley College in Mount Carmel. A reminder to Wayne City residents, the Village of Wayne City is currently flushing hydrants through Friday. This includes the Village of Keynes. During flushing hydrants, village residents might experience periods of discolored water and pressure fluctuations. All residents are urged to check their water for discoloration before doing laundry or similar activities. It's deer mating season, and the Illinois Department of Transportation is urging drivers to be extra careful. Deer are more active this time of year, especially at dusk and dawn, according to IDOT spokesperson Paul Wapple. Deer often travel in groups, so if you see one cross the road, there's a good chance more will follow. IDOT also advises scanning the sides of the road for eye shine from deer, especially at dusk and dawn. Last year in Illinois, there were more than 14,000 reported deer vehicle crashes. Wobble says if you do hit a deer, pull off to the shoulder, turn on your hazard lights, and call 911 to report the accident. Information about claiming a deer killed in a crash is available online at dnr.illinois.gov. The river stages as of this morning. The Little Wabash, east of Fairfield, stands at 4.93 feet below the 17-foot flood stage. Meanwhile, the Skillet Fork of Wayne City has a reading of 4.97 feet. Its flood stage is 15 foot. The Little Wabash below Clay City is at 4.21 feet below its 18-foot flood stage. And elsewhere in the region, Bonpah Creek at Browns reads 1.07 feet. The Little Wabash at Main Street in Carmi reads 3.22 feet. And the Wabash River at Mount Carmel sets at 2.34 feet. Today's crude oil price is $78.55, up $2.73 from yesterday. The November crude oil price is $87.54, up $3.45 from yesterday morning. That's a look at news. Area deaths are next.
Your family's care team is close to home at Hamilton Memorial Family Clinics in McLeansboro and Carmi. From routine care, vaccines and DOT physicals, to disease management, x-ray, lab work and COVID testing. With 9 providers and 8 specialty care clinics, Hamilton Memorial has you covered. Plus, for those unexpected illnesses, our weekend walk-in clinics in Carmi and McLeansboro. Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics. Here for you now, like we've always been.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. Daryl Lee Douthit, 81, formerly of Crossville, died on Sunday, October the 16th. Visitation will be held at 10 a.m. today at Campbell Funeral Home, with the service to follow at 11:30. Interment will take place in North Maple Ridge Cemetery in Carmi. Sandra J. Blom, 83, of Olney, died Saturday, October the 15th. A funeral service will be held at 11 a.m. tomorrow at Frank and Bright Funeral Home, with interment to follow at Hannah Cemetery in Noble. Visitation will be from 5 until 7 p.m. today at Frank and Bright Funeral Home. David Wayne Martin, 83, of Carmi, died Tuesday, October the 18th. Visitation and funeral will be tomorrow at Cook Funeral Chapel in Carmi. Visitation is at 10 a.m. with the funeral at 11. Military honors will be accorded at the chapel. Burial will be in White County Memorial Gardens. Eileen L. Williams, 100, of Jeff, died on Friday, October the 14th. Funeral services will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, October the 22nd, at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Burial will follow in Arrington Prairie, Dickeyville Cemetery. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. until time of the service at the funeral home. Michael Mike L. Warren, 80, of Xenia, formerly of Flora, died Thursday, June the 23rd of 2022. A memorial gathering will be held from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. on Saturday, October the 22nd, at Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. Private interment will take place in Oskaloosa Cemetery. Winton Eugene Gene Rush, 74, of North City, died Sunday, October the 16th. Funeral services will be held at noon on Saturday, October the 22nd, at Stendebeck Funeral Home in Enfield, with Masonic rites performed. Burial will follow in Springerton Cemetery with full military honors by the Carmi American Legion and VFW. Family and friends may visit from 10 a.m. until time of the service on Saturday at the funeral home. Mary Jo Vezina, age 71, of Xenia, died Wednesday, October the 19th. Funeral services will be held at 1 p.m. on Saturday, October the 29th, at Xenia Christian Church. Visitation will be held from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. on Saturday at the church. And as a reminder, we update all obituaries, including a full list of survivors, on our website at WFIWradio.com. Again, today's WFIW WOKZ local area weather forecast is calling for sunny skies with a high near 67. I'm Jeremy Smith reporting the news.
Are you tired of heavy menstrual cycles? There's nothing normal about heavy bleeding. What if you could undergo an office procedure to stop heavy bleeding and return to work in just days? Ask the doctors at Asbury & Associates about NovaSure Ablation. This non-invasive procedure is performed in our office, reducing the cost for our patients. NovaSure, a quick, safe, and simple procedure to correct your heavy cycles and restart your life. Asbury & Associates, with locations in Southern Illinois to serve you.
Are you tired of heavy menstrual cycles? There's nothing normal about heavy bleeding. What if you could undergo an office procedure to stop heavy bleeding and return to work in just days? Ask the doctors at Asbury & Associates about NovaSure Ablation. This non-invasive procedure is performed in our office, reducing the cost for our patients. NovaSure, a quick, safe, and simple procedure to correct your heavy cycles and restart your life.
Asbury & Associates, with locations in Southern Illinois to serve you.
It's that time again, Medicare annual enrollment. Feeling overwhelmed? Simplete Medicare Advantage is different. Our plan is easy to understand and includes helpful perks for your everyday life, and it's $0 a month. Simple, complete, that's Simplete Medicare Advantage. Compare your coverage today. Visit simplete.org/CRM23 or call 877-561-8287 TTY711 to get started. Simplete is powered by Health Alliance Medicare, a Medicare Advantage organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Simplete depends on contract renewal. Other providers are available in our network.
Time now for a Thursday check of sports. The Padres are evening things up in the National League Championship Series. San Diego defeated the Phillies 8-5 in Game 2 to even the series 1-1. The Padres exploded for 5 runs in the 5th inning after trailing by 4 runs early in the game. Brandon Drury and Josh Bell each hit solo home runs. Elsewhere, the Astros took a 1-0 lead in the ALCS with a 4-2 win over the Yankees in Houston. Justin Verlander allowed 1 run and struck out 11 over 6 frames. Yuli Gurriel, Chaz McCormick, and Jeremy Pena all went deep. New York will look to respond in Game 2 tonight. An 18-year-old football player at Mississippi State University is dead. On Wednesday, the school said it was deeply saddened by the death of Sam Westmoreland, a freshman offensive lineman. MSU added it's working cooperatively with local authorities who are still gathering information on a cause. Westmoreland would have turned 19 on Friday. Alabama is investigating an incident involving one of their players last week. A video on social media appears to show wide receiver Jermaine Burton striking a female fan who rushed the field following Tennessee's win over the Crimson Tide. Head coach Nick Saban said in a statement, "They are aware of the situation and are currently working to gather more information." Emily Isaacs posted the video on her TikTok account and commented, "Jermaine Burton smacking me in the head while walking past him after their loss on Saturday." Rory McIlroy will be looking to defend his title at the CJ Cup in South Carolina this weekend. McIlroy won last year's tournament at the Summit Club in Vegas when he finished atop the leaderboard at 25 under par. The 33-year-old is in a group alongside Ricky Fowler and Tom Kim. Christian Bezuidenhout, Aaron Wise, and Yang Sao Kim will be among the first group of players teeing off the first round at Congaree Golf Club in Ridgeland. Here's a look at Wednesday's scoreboard. In Major League Baseball, it was the Padres over the Phillies 8-5 to tie that NLCS Series 1-1, and the Astros over the Yankees 4-2 to take a 1-0 lead in the ALCS Best of 7. In NBA action, it was the Pistons over the Magic 113-109. The Wizards beat the Pacers 114-107. The Hawks downed the Rockets 117-107, and the Pelicans defeated the Nets 130-108. The Bulls beat the Heat 116-108. It was the Raptors over the Cavs 108-105. The Knicks fell to the Grizzlies 115-112 in overtime, and the Wolves beat the Thunder 115-108. The Hornets defeated the Spurs 129-102. The Jazz were victorious over the Nuggets 123-102. The Mavs fell to the Suns 107-105, and the Trailblazers beat the Kings 115-108. In hockey, it was the Panthers over the Flyers 4-3. The Jets beat the Avalanche 4-3 in overtime, and the Blues beat the Kraken 4-3 in overtime. Taking a look at today's schedule in high school volleyball action, Fairfield will take on Sisney at the Mule Barn at 6:15. At the 12th Annual Jasper Shootout, it's Bluford taking on St. Joe at 4:45. That's a boys' game. Jasper will then face Flora in girls' action at 6 p.m. Fairfield will take on Mount Carmel in boys' play at 7:15, and Mount Carmel girls will face New Hope at 8:30. In Thursday night football, it's the New Orleans Saints taking on the Arizona Cardinals. And in baseball, game number 2 of the ALCS between the Yankees and Houston. In NBA matchups, the Bucks take on the 76ers and the Clippers face the Lakers. And in hockey pairings, the Ducks play the Bruins. The Predators take on the Blue Jackets. It's the Coyotes versus the Canadiens. The Sharks take on the Rangers, and the Capitals visit the Senators. The Kings are in Pittsburgh to face the Penguins. The Stars go up against the Leaves. The Devils face the Islanders, and the Canucks play the Wild. The Hurricanes take on the Oilers. The Sabres face off against the Flames, and the Jets play the Golden Knights. In PGA action, the CJ Cup in South Carolina opens at Ridgeland, South Carolina. That's a Thursday check of sports. Here's your WFIW WOKZ local area weather forecast. Today is calling for sunny skies with a high near 67. Overnight tonight will be mostly clear with a low around 41. Sunny on Friday with a high near 75, and overnight Friday night partly cloudy with a low around 50. Mostly sunny skies are in the forecast for Saturday and Sunday. Saturday shows a high of 78 with a low near 56. Sunday's high will be 79 with lows around 58.